Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagné. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. God, do I love this story.
Uh-oh.
This is a great, great story for a lot of reasons. There was a woman on the Canadian version of Family Feud who had an embarrassing answer on Thursday. Now, I don't think it's so embarrassing, but I can understand why other people are feeling this way.
I didn't even know there was a Canadian version. I just thought the Family Feud was just the Family Feud for all of the world.
I'm with you, too. I didn't realize it. It was the tiebreaker round at the end of the show, and they had to name Popeye's favorite food. Now, I got to tell you something. I think if you are under the age of 40, 35 years old, I think the answer that's embarrassing is actually the answer that anybody would give. That's or at least 50% of the people. If you're my age, maybe your age, Steve, okay, everybody knows the answer.
Well, Danny, do you remember Popeye the cartoon?
I do.
Spinach.
Okay. Yes. Okay, yes. So you get
30s.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that 50% of his generation don't know.
Sarah. She knows it.
Okay. Joey?
Joe, okay. You clearly raised your kids well.
Okay. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe more people know about this at all. But this woman who was asked this question, what was Popeye's favorite food? Spinach was not her answer.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Oh, my God.
Show me chicken.
Spinach, Sherry.
And
I love her.
Take care of y'all chicken.
And I can't blame her. I can't blame her, because if you know nothing about Popeye the cartoon, which, you know, there's not a lot of whole Popeye the Sailor Man stuff out anymore, like the updated version since the Robin Williams, right?
And she looks like she's in her 20s.
Yeah. So maybe I need to go younger with this, like, and Steven, maybe people who are older than her do know, but.
And they said Popeyes and food. So, and you're trying to get the answer as quickly as possible there. You got to hit that button and get it. So, I can't really blame her either.
Yeah.
I like fried chicken.
Right? Who doesn't?
Yeah. So, I love her.
I just love how, like, she was so confident.
Yeah.
That she, like, chicken!
Yeah, she rang that buzzer like Ken Jennings. She was like, zing, I'm here!
She's like, finally, a question I know the answer to.
Yeah, but here's the cool thing. Embarrassing, loses because of this. But did she lose? Not in the eyes of Popeye's Chicken, because they're now giving her and her family $10,000 worth of free food to make up for the $10,000 they didn't win on the Canadian Family Feud.
I like fried chicken.
Nice.
I think that's a brilliant move on Popeye's part, because that just goes to show your branding. And if you don't know the history of Popeye's, because this is what a lot of people don't know, Popeye's is not named after Popeye the Sailor. That's
no.
The thing.
Nope.
He's named after a war hero, I believe.
No.
Who's he named?
He was named after the character that Gene Wilder played.
Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman, you're right. Yeah.
Oh,
we're almost there.
And what?
The French Connection.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Right.
Really? Yeah, the French Connection. Yeah.
Huh. Thank you, Rev. Here, I knew the
we
story.
Almost got
totally
there.
Forgot the story.
Together we figured
Thank
it
God
out.
You're here to help me fix it up. So that's who Popeyes is named after, that character from a movie.
Random.
Yeah, and so that makes sense why they're serving chicken. But I think it is interesting that the guy goes, I love Gene Hackman's character, Popeyes, and we're going to do chicken. And nobody ever said to him, well, I mean, Popeyes is really known for spinach. Are you sure? Well, it turns out it worked out well for Popeyes chicken. But I can see why she just figured, well, of course Popeye loves chicken. There's a whole place called chicken chain called Popeye's.
And which one of the more talked about pop culture stories this past year was Popeye's chicken.
Yeah.
The sandwich. Everyone still to this day are bragging on social media when they get to try it. I love that on Popeye's Twitter. They said, our survey says you got that right. DM us to claim your $1,000 worth of Popeye's. Hashtag love that chicken from Popeye's.
Yes. And I wanted to.
I like fried chicken.
I want to defend this one because some people on social media have been really, you know how people can be.
Oh gosh,
they have been calling her. It. They've been calling her an idiot, saying she's stupid. And in reality, actually, thanks to the book Brain Rules that I read, because of how all this went down with Popeye's naming the place a chicken place and the French Connection and all that, actually, her brain was working the right way, and she's not stupid at all. It's actually us in the creation of Popeyes and the chicken and all of it that's really the stupid process, and she's not stupid.
She should sue Family Feud then.
I agree.
And get $10,000 from them as well.
$10,000. And that is fantastic. You know, Steve, I'm wondering, here's the thing. Uh-huh. I know there's a law in Canada that says you have to have so much Canadian programming, you can't have American programming.
I know it'd be music on radio.
Yeah.
They have to have a certain number of Canadian artists.
So I wonder if that's why they actually have to have a Canadian Family Feud rather than just use the Steve Harvey thing, just so they can say this is a local show. It's done in Canada, of course. And so they take our idea, but do it Canadian style. I think that might be the only reason, because Steve Harvey's the man. I don't hate the other host, but how do you not have Steve Harvey be the guy?
Wasn't he busy stealing jokes or something like that I just heard? I think he got busted for that.
Oh, no. He's another one getting busted for that?
I think so.
Gosh, does any...
I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure it was Steve Harvey I read about.
Well, we of course, know from Carlos Mencia and... Gosh. I mean, we know in the world of sports that just came out that the Red Sox were allegedly stealing signs when they won the World Series.
Oh, their opponent, Astros.
2018. Yeah, I mean, it's just so funny. The Astros were the team the Red Sox beat in 2018 to get to the World Series. So apparently the Red Sox were stealing signs better than the Astros were stealing signs. It's just nuts that cheating is just everywhere.
Yeah, Mark, you remember Mark Curry?
Yeah.
He was on that show hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah, Mark Curry, yeah.
He says that Steve Harvey has been stealing his jokes. He just did an interview and even presented, like, here's my 1999 Comedy Central Presents stand-up special. And it had a joke, and then there's Steve Harvey telling a similar joke back in 2015.
Oh, wow, dude.
It's hard to tell, though, because sometimes you think of something funny, and then you realize someone else has that same joke as well.
Well, it's
especially if it's pop culture based.
And I will tell you this, Bob Rivers, you know, our buddy that was just on the show with us.
Good morning, BJ.
Good morning, Bob. He used to tell me, he says, BJ, I don't ever listen to any other radio anymore because he was afraid that subconsciously, subliminally, that would happen. Even like you said, Steve, people may not intend to steal something, but if you're around comedy, if you're watching a lot of stand-up comedy, you know, you may not know something you heard a year ago, which you think just came into your head as a bright idea, mm-hmm. is actually something you probably heard a year ago, but
right.
you don't remember. And so people that wanted to, if you will, have integrity, they stop actually watching or listening people in the craft that they're in so that that wouldn't happen.
But like music, I think in just anything that is an art, you know, whatever it is, I mean, that involves the mind, sometimes people share a similar thought. I mean, there's times I'll say something on the air and then I'll look at the text line and someone, like moments after I said it, there's a text that says the exact same thing.
Are you?
We share the same brain.
Are you saying maybe there's telepathic communication
yes.
going on?
That's why I wear that tinfoil cap that I wear all the time.
And I thought it was just a fashion statement.
I just don't want people stealing my jokes.
Yeah. I got news for you. Not really something you should be concerned with.
All right. Well, just want to be extra sure, BJ.
Think you're safe there, buddy.
Safety first. Mm.
I don't know, Rev. What do you think? Anybody? I think Steve is safe.
I don't know, man. I also think it's pretty fashionable. I like the tinfoil hat. It
does look good with that dome.
Speaking of Canada, like, doing their own thing, do you know Canada has their own version of Shark Tank?
Huh. Do
it's not
really?
Even called a Shark Tank.
What's it called?
Dragon's Den.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
There you go.
I thought that's where they got the start from it.
Dragons. Oh, you think it's the other way around? You think Shark Tank?
You might be right.
I don't know 100% for sure, but I do remember watching a lot of Dragon's Den.
Oh, well, I guess we have to see which came first. The Den to the Tank.
October 3rd, 2006, it debuted.
Okay.
And Shark Tank is 2009.
Oh! We stole from Canada.
Blame Canada.
Oh, hey, Mr. Wonderful. Maybe you're not so wonderful after all.
One of the judges, I think, is also on Dragon's Den. I couldn't.
Oh, right. Yeah. Jacob. I can't say his name. Robert. Because I think Robert is Canadian.
Robert Kurjevic.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah. I never can say his name right. Oh, well, that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, you know.
He's a former dragon.
You know, Simon, when they had, whatever, Pop Idol, and then they got Simon and brought him over for American Idol.
Kevin O'Leary is on Shark Tank, too, right?
Yes, he's Mr. Wonderful.
He was on Dragon's Den for the first eight seasons.
Eight seasons, yeah.
Oh,
Robert was on the first six seasons.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Oh, then you know what? If those two were part of it, I wouldn't be surprised if Dragon's Den made a deal and sold the idea.
He's Canadian himself.
Who?
Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful.
I thought he was a Bostonian. He's claimed he's a Bostonian. His whole
citizenship, Canada and Ireland.
Mm.
Oh,
born in Quebec.
Ah,
he was born in Quebec.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he must have just spent a lot of time living in Boston because he says that a lot. Okay. Wow. Well, good for all of them. They're all making money.
Look at that. We learned
good for all of them. Good for all of them. They're making money. Mr. Wonderful. Got this woman from New Jersey who ordered some diapers. Steve, I think this is important. I want you to pay attention. You got the new baby.
Yeah, we just had to change. We did one of those subscription services for diapers.
Yeah.
And man, those diapers stunk. Like they were high praise.
Well, isn't that what's supposed to happen?
No, but every time was a blowout. And we're like, what the hell is going on?
Oh, you mean the diaper did not do its job?
It wouldn't hold, like, the elasticity or something.
Oh, that's disgusting, because they're not very solid at this age, because all they're doing is getting liquid. Oh,
so we made the switch.
God.
Just yesterday.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, I know. I was like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, the blowouts were the worst part of it all. Oh.
And I was holding her yesterday. I'm holding her, and then it's like, the fart happened. I'm like, that's so awesome. And I'm like, why is my hand getting...
Oh, no.
Good morning, everybody.
I know, dude. There has to be a switch of love turned on in humans.
Yeah.
Because babies are the most disgusting beings on the planet.
But
with
it's
everything
not gross
that
when
they
it's
do.
Yours.
No.
It really isn't. I never thought that. And my wife even brought it up. You know my wife. She's a germaphobe, right?
Yeah.
Has no problem with any of this stuff going down because it's our kid. Like if I was holding Danny and he did that, I'd be very upset.
Yeah. Why do you think I don't hold Danny anymore?
It's true. Yeah.
It just takes one time, Danny. Yeah. Oh, dude. So here's the thing. This woman ordered diapers for her 19-month-old from Amazon. And when she was changing her daughter into one of them in the dark, she thought it felt heavy. She turned on the lights and she saw that the diaper was used. So she ordered... Huh? A diaper from Amazon that came to her used.
I don't buy used diapers off of Amazon.
So she looks through the box and she finds out that actually a lot of the diapers in there were soiled. So, of course, she immediately had to disinfect this nursery. She wiped down her daughter with alcohol. And she called Amazon and she's like, okay, what is going on? And here she is. She's talking about the whole thing with her husband.
I picked up the diapers and it was a little bit heavy. I was half asleep. The lights were off. At that point, I turned on the light and that's when I noticed... These diapers are neatly folded and they are soiled. I couldn't believe it.
They were like, okay, yeah, we are very sorry for your inconvenience. We'll give you a refund. You're happy to keep the stuff. You know, don't need to return it. And my thought was,
thank you.
You are not understanding what I'm saying.
I was extremely fearful because I did not know exactly what was in those diapers.
I'll give you one guess.
Okay.
What do you think in those diapers?
Is this a third-party seller?
It had to be.
Had to be, yeah. I mean, that's the unfortunate part for Amazon when you're dealing with randos who have their own businesses. And let me ask another
thing. I feel like, yeah, you could keep those. Those are in the house.
Yeah. All right, next question. Okay?
Uh-oh.
Is it possible that this is a business and the woman just did, they cross-ordered? Like, some people want regular diapers because they are Steve and they got a new baby. Is there a fetish out there that somebody would order used diapers?
What is that?
They wouldn't be able to sell those.
Yeah. I'm not saying they wouldn't be. Is there a code that this third-party seller, I'm not saying
black
Amazon, I'm saying the third.
Dirty diapers.
Because how do you sell used diapers? When would you ever take a used diaper and put it into a box and then have it in your business?
I would hope it's an honest mistake, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, how do you...
Yeah, how does
that's a
that
good pun
happen?
For those that know that there's a diaper brand called Honest.
Oh, wow. I don't know that.
That's the brand we just switched to.
He just made a diaper joke.
You made a daddy diaper joke that went way over my head because they didn't exist when I had diapers.
Represent Honest diapers.
Do they make adult diapers? Because, I mean...
I got you a pair.
Oh, thanks.
The hell?
You see what I'm saying, though. How do the diapers get into the position where they can be part of somebody's product line? You know what I mean? You get a dirty diaper, where do you throw it? You don't go, oh, I'll throw it over here into the box next to the assembly line. You would throw it in the trash.
I throw it at my neighbors that annoy me.
Okay, fair enough. Still nowhere near the product line. I honestly want to do some investigation because it's not just one. There were multiple diapers that were wrapped in this box, sent for packaging. Maybe a disgruntled employee?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. I know some people, if you sell enough, you could actually start selling stuff on Amazon yourself.
Oh.
But you have to go through all these. I looked into it.
Well, that's like dark web stuff then. I think maybe it's possible somebody's got a fetish.
Hey, someone said, Steve, you need to throw a Huggies and Chuggies party. You buy a keg and all your buddies bring a case of diapers.
Yep.
It's a man's baby shower.
What a great idea. Cool. Huggies and Chuggies. That's a fantastic idea.
See, I've heard of the Prager Kager. That's another baby shower, but everyone, you just bring a keg over.
The mom does keg stands?
Yes. Oh. But it's after the baby's born.
It helps you get drunk, but it doesn't do anything about the diaper problem, which are very expensive.
Yeah.
So, Steve, you say you're a part of a subscription service. Mm-hmm. This was not around when my kids were a thing. So what does this entail that would make it different for you than just to go to a regular grocery store and buy some diapers?
It's a little bit cheaper.
Oh, nice.
Which, I mean, when you realize how much of, I did not know. Everyone always said diapers are expensive. I'm like, no, they're not that expensive. And I realized, oh, it's because sometimes you put on a diaper and 3 seconds later you have to change another one. And that happens frequently.
Yeah.
But it's just like one of those like box crate type of subscription services. It comes with like they throw in extra stuff like for free, like some wet wipes or whatever it may be. So we did one that was recommended and clearly they didn't fit the baby that well. So we went back to the ones that we were using, which were Honest diapers, which we didn't have any issues with before.
I've never even, I mean, are they in the regular stores, Honest Target diapers? Mm-hmm. Are they really? Oh, mm-hmm. I'm going to have to get on the diaper aisle because I haven't been down there in a while.
Yeah, sure. Why don't you?
Yeah, right.
Just because I used to think I would know all the diaper brands. I thought I was the guy.
Yeah.
You know? But now it's like, oh, there's more brands out
there.
Take
a stroll through the diaper aisle.
It has been 28 years.
It's time for you to get woke when it comes to diapers.
I need to get woke, you know, because I like to think I know what
you're
I'm talking
about.
You're a woke man. Honest diapers.
It was founded by Jessica Alba.
Oh, sweet.
Fun fact.
Jessica Alba, by the way.
Oh, next time I run into her, I'm going to be like, yo, use your diapers.
I want
to run into her.
Yeah. So she founded it because I was wondering about the name Honest. Like, that's a weird name for a diaper. I don't know why. Like, what does that name mean? Like, these diapers are Honest.
What does this mean?
Well, you know what I mean. Like, Snuggies makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pampers makes sense. It
why
sounds
Pampers
like
make sense?
Because you're pampering the little baby.
Okay.
You know, it's like a comfortable thing around the baby. Snuggies, it's a snug fit, so there won't be blowouts. Honest is mean. Honest, I promise you, this is a diaper. I don't know. You know what I mean? The name eludes me. So I'm wondering why.
I think it's also they sell household ingredients as well. So it's Honest, the idea of that it's all, you know, good for you ethically.
Or maybe Honest, I'm Jessica Alba. Yes, honestly, this is me and these are my diapers.
Well, I think her original idea of I'm really freaking hot diapers wasn't really going to work.
I'd buy them for myself at that point and I would just hold them.
This has been weird.
Sure has. But then again, it's us.
Yeah.
I think if anybody has any complaints about the weirdness of the show, remember, you tuned in and we come as advertised.
Yeah. Blood is on your hands.
Wow.
We got an actor that said he once took pills to shrink his bulge.
Oh, good. Now we're going more highbrow.
Yes, we are. And why did he do this? Because, well, he didn't want his bulge to show on a popular TV show. I'll tell you who said this at 8.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Ah, man, this makes me feel old. More than 50, that's right, 50, more than 50 years after he played Robin on the 1960s Batman TV show. 50 years, that's half a century. Oh. So Burt Ward finally got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame last week. That's pretty amazing that Robin was never on there, Burt Ward. I mean, Batman, I think Adam West has got a star on there. I'm pretty sure he does.
Isn't it like you have to have a certain number of people raise a certain amount of money for you to get the star?
Oh, yeah. And if you're a big, big star with a ton of cash, you probably could do it yourself, really. Mm-hmm. Or at least fund it, you know, with another group going, we want to do this. And, oh, yeah, well, here's some money. Make like you do it for me. And I don't know how much money Burt has. In those days, there were no residual deals, because I remember the Brady Bunch got screwed on that. Burt Ward would be a super rich man if he ever had residuals on Batman. Right? But he did finally get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And because, of course, he's in the news, you know, with that whole, he decided to share some info about the show. And I have to tell you, this is at least going to make the ladies think twice about him, because they were trying to hide his bulge, because it was a kid's show, and Robin's costume has really tight tights. And, well, you know, Steve, you and I have talked about that when we wear some of these Halloween costumes. Like,
yeah.
You could see the junk. I got to do something about it. And that was the problem they had with Robin's costume back in the 60s.
They might as well call those Halloween costumes the Moose Knuckle brand.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what they were trying to do, because this is, you know, 50 years ago. You really had to make sure you weren't looking sexy in any way, shape, or form. And so they were like, we got to hide Robin's bulge. This is just insane.
But here's the problem. I spent all morning now looking at pictures of him just to kind of, you know, to do my proper research. And I'm just staring at Robin's bulge.
Robin's bulge has got it going on.
I'm not noticing it being anything, like, out of the ordinary.
Well, that's because they fixed it.
Mm.
That was the problem. I mean, they did all sorts of things to fix his bulge, including have him take pills. Again, this is 50 years ago, so imagine the kind of pills they gave him to reduce his bulge. Oh, that's not a bad thing.
They make
to do.
Pills for that?
I know. I just thought basically they would just, you know, give, you know, put him in the pool.
Wouldn't that be steroids? Yeah. Doesn't steroids do that to you?
Well, good call, Vicky. You know what? I hadn't thought about that, but maybe that's what it was, some sort of steroid pill. And so they gave him that, and he said, I took these things for 3 days. Then a light bulb went off in my head thinking, I wonder if this could stop me from having a family taking pills that would affect my junk.
Right? So then he pitched that they changed the show to be from Batman and Robin to Batman and Dong Man. And didn't go over well.
It flows off the tongue. Donga, 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 dong boy.
Not dong boy, dong man.
Yeah, dong man. He's a man. Come on.
He's the boy wonder, not the man wonder.
It seems weird if you start calling him dong boy.
Yeah.
You got to make the adjustment.
All right, fair enough.
Any weirder than, I mean,
dong boy, man, damn it. I actually like dong boy better. I just think it rolls off the tongue better. I agree with you. It's very weird, dong boy.
Do not take that out of context, please.
Too late.
For your sake.
Yeah, you're right.
Otherwise, Chris Hansen's going to be like, hey, I want to talk about this show you were talking about this morning, BJ.
Yeah, us. Yeah, exactly.
Here's a glass of lemonade.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thanks for the lemonade. It's my tasty go-to-jail drink. So that's the story of Dong Boy.
How come it took this long for him to start bragging about this?
Yeah, you're right. Or was he saying, or did he go, if I ever get a Hollywood star, I need to have a good story, so I'm going to save this just for that. And he kept it in the vault. By the way, big ups to him, because
good choice of words.
Well, he made a nice cameo in this big CW crisis crossover with all of the CW shows. They had a problem where the worlds were getting destroyed and the skies are all red. And so they show this dude wearing a bright yellow shirt, an older guy walking his dog. And I didn't know it was him until he looks up in the sky and goes, holy red skies! In that high-pitched voice. And I go, oh man, that's Burt Ward. That's awesome.
That's Dong Man.
Oh yeah, Dong Man. Yeah.
Wait, Dong Boy?
Yeah. Good old Dong Boy. Yeah. So, crisis is actually continuing tonight, and I kind of was really mean about the whole thing on the podcast. BJ Shays
really were. I stopped listening because of that.
Yeah, I have to apologize because my friend Josh is a big DC fan, and I think I'm really overly harsh because I was always a Marvel guy, and DC could have come up with a cure for cancer, but I would have said I hate DC, and they're
haters
not
going to hate.
Yeah. So my friend really enjoys what they've been doing. And, you know, I have to say it's pretty awesome how I don't know if you've seen this kind of mega crossover with any kind of shows like in a network. You know, imagine a show, Steve, where everybody from Modern Family is hanging out with everybody from other ABC shows. Or, you know, if the Big Bang Theory went out and hung out on Two Broke Girls when they were on. This is what's happening on CW. Like almost every one of their superhero shows, everybody's on there. They even got a dude from Fox, the Lucifer show. He showed up for some reason. So it's pretty wild. All of the TV stars of their own shows being in this massive five-episode
crossover. Are they hanging out at a party or something? Or?
Well, it says
they're saving the universe.
They're saving the universe. Come on, Steve.
Yeah, the only time that they've done that since, before that was like with like what, Full House and Family Matters and Perfect Strangers.
Did they all be on? They were all on the same show?
They would cross over.
Oh, that's cool.
They would
cool.
do some stuff. There was a couple of episodes that would have those little things. I think like maybe like Step by Step had Urkel for one episode.
I remember that.
Yeah, this is.
I was so pumped when he showed up.
It was cool. Was like, he landed from the sky and stuff, went on a jetpack.
Oh, nice.
It was cool.
Well, I mean, congratulations to them for that. I still don't like it, but congratulations. I mean, I think I was harsh when I said it sucks. It doesn't suck. I just don't like it. Or maybe it does suck, but I still don't like it. I mean, whatever.
If you listen to today's BJ Shays Geek Nation, you'll hear BJ ranting.
Yeah,
about
sorry.
A lot.
I'd like to apologize before that episode drops.
So where do us lucky ones get to find that podcast?
Oh, thank you, sir. I would think there's a fine app called radio.com or online at radio.com. That's where you can find all the great apps and all the great shows.
Nice.
Thanks, buddy. So, digital hoarding. Do you know what this is?
Me.
Yes.
No, I didn't say digital whore. I said digital hoarding.
Both.
Oh, okay. Dong boy. All right. Yes. I think you can probably figure out what this is. It's basically we just never get rid of anything that's in our cloud, on our phone, whatever the case may be. Photos, songs, any file where we just don't delete anything from our devices.
I'm so
anywhere.
Bad with that. My computer, I was like, it's going so slow. What the hell is going on? And our IT guy's like, it's because you have like a billion things on your desktop. I'm like, oh, is that a bad thing? He's like, yeah, it's a terrible thing. So I had to get rid of them all. But here's the awful thing. He's like, oh, we'll move them all to this really cool like network drive. I'm like, great. But there's network drive issues. So now I have no way of getting the things that I had.
Yep. Oh, you're right. If they're gone, they're gone.
Well, they're out there somewhere. It's just I can't get onto them yet. So, okay. But it's just like, I try and do the right thing.
Yeah.
And look what happens to me.
Yeah. Hey, the funny thing about this is that over half of us have said, yep. Never have they deleted a file. Half of us have never deleted a file.
Wow. I'm trying to be better about it, but my phone's the worst. I've just got way too many pictures and videos, and it's not getting any better thanks to this beautiful child that we have in our life, because now all my pictures are pictures of her and videos.
And the phone company's
trying to catch her fart on camera.
I'm trying to catch her fart on camera.
Yes.
Oh, well, this is a magic moment, of course. I mean, you need the space.
So once I hear one, I'm like, well, it's usually good things coming at least twos with her. I start video recording, and I just like I'm video recording her butt, and I'm just there for like 5 minutes, and my wife's like, she's not going to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plus, that's maybe odd.
No, it's not. She had pajamas on.
Oh, okay, good. All right, fair enough. All right, at least that way we won't lock you up.
I just want one on so I could play it for her when she grows up. This is what your fart sounded like.
Yeah, she's going to love that.
Play at her wedding.
Yeah. You better hope your daughter's like Vicky, because I think most women will probably go, no, Dad, I don't want to hear my farts as a child. I'd rather have me sing a song or have me look like I'm really awesome at doing something, but don't have me farting. I think most women do not want that, Vicky would.
When she starts dating and then whoever she dates, they come over and I'm like, you want to hear your Tatum farting when she was a baby?
Yeah.
Dad! That'll be so great. I can't wait to embarrass her.
Yay.
Damn.
Put her on the home stereo speakers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, with bass boost.
Yeah, bass boost.
That'll
be
my ringtone or whatever it is in the future.
That's good.
My brain tone.
This poor child.
We need to auto-tune it and make it the next best song.
Yes.
Okay, don't listen to Vicky. She doesn't have good ideas for, really normal
people. The best ideas.
No. Remix. No. Vicky's not a normal person. You can't really go by her. And Steve, I hate to tell you, you're not very normal either.
Well... That's the card, that hand that she's been dealt.
Yes, you're right about that. They say the kids, you just don't get to pick your parents, and your poor child's going to have that realization, hopefully not spending a lot of money in therapy, but yes. And hopefully,
exactly. Tell me more about the time that your dad would record you farting.
Yes. Thank God your wife also has some influence here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true, because I've interacted with your wife. She seems to be the normal one, and therefore your daughter has a chance. That's all I'm saying. She's got a chance. So, yeah, man, we a third of us hold on to stuff that we have digitally for more than 10 years.
Sources, they have 150,000 pictures on their computer.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't even have that many.
How many do you have on your phone, by the way?
Oh, there's a lot.
I'm curious.
Boy. Are we going to check to see how many photos we have?
Who's winning?
Oh, it's definitely me.
Well, you should be with the fact that the new baby. Where do you find out this information again? Because I'm just...
Go to your albums.
Okay, go to my albums. I'm there.
Okay. Look at recents.
Yes.
Okay.
So, all right. I'm looking at.
Yeah, I only have 1,144.
You're only into 1,000.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm. I have over 6,000.
Okay.
Whoa! Wow. You beat me. I'm at like almost 5,000.
Danny.
550.
Oh wow! What? You guys are amazing.
What do you do with your pictures?
I transfer them to my computer and then I print them out.
Oh, see, I got to work on that.
And then I usually delete them unless they're like special pictures, you know.
Oh, all
right. I recently purged a bunch and uploaded them to my Dropbox account, right?
Sure.
And so I've deleted a good number.
Okay.
And currently I'm at 8,710.
Whoa!
Whoa! But Danny, this has got to be like going to the gym, right? You've got to really be disciplined with it, or it's going to back you up.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because these companies are smart. I'm telling you, somebody probably went. If I'm working for any sort of smartphone company, I bet somebody sat down with a psychologist and said, so, do you think people would rather, A, do what Danny does and manage their files so that they only need so many gigabytes on their phone to store their photos? You think they'll spend the time doing that? Or do you think they'd spend an extra $200, $300 to get more gigabytes, more storage, so that they can just keep them on there and do nothing?
Why are you looking at me?
Yeah, exactly. Because that's what I do.
I also pay extra for the Apple Cloud.
There we go. So do I.
That's how they get you. I've got the fancy Dropbox that lets you have like a terabyte.
Yeah, so, okay, so do I.
That's pricey, dude.
Yeah, but they know.
It's like $100 a year.
Oh, really? Only a year?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, that's not so bad then.
It is, if you want to have another streaming service, it is.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
That's a thing. Oh, man, we're crazy people. They just know us. They're taking, you know what, we're getting so
screwed.
The people that make money, the people that the capitalist companies that make money off of us because we're lazy.
Someone has 18,000.
Whoa! You win.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, 18,000. See, it's like when you try to keep photo albums, but then you just got the thing of photos, you know, when you develop your film, and you just throw them in the shoebox, throw them in, I'll organize them, organize. It's 20 years. I'm telling you, because we moved here 20 years ago, I have got a shoebox filled of old film because it's 10 years of that before. Because
can we develop it?
No, the film is done. The pictures are done because the iPhone didn't really come into our lives till about 2009-ish. So I wasn't using a phone to take pictures for the first 10 years of being in Seattle. I have 10 years worth of developed photos in a box that pile up because I said I'll get to it and put in the album, and I never did. Now it's more insane that you can take probably 10 to 100 times more photos you ever could than with a film camera.
It's so weird to say this because this morning my wife just sent me a link to some company that makes it. You know, and there's a lot of companies like this. I think Danny even uses one of them where you just give them your pictures off of your Instagram or whatever and they turn it into a photo album.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
I like that.
So we want to do that for like my parents and her parents, like of the new baby.
Oh.
We say we're going to do that.
Yeah. Well, you got some nice pictures done. I mean, it's funny that now the trend that I never even thought of doing, you guys definitely, it seems like more people doing it now. I never thought of taking, having a photographer come to me and take some really cool pictures.
Mm-hmm.
People are doing that more and more. You know, we would go to the studio, like JCPenney would have like the picture studio or Sears.
Hospitals even have a little studio for that.
Yeah. Now some of the folks come to you and they'll put you in nature and let you run around and look like you guys really love each other. You know, those fake pictures everybody does.
Yeah, we did that with the baby, when my wife was pregnant and then also after the fact.
And more people are doing that because digitally you can just do so much.
And it's cool. I mean, like, it's a pretty penny, but then you realize why it's a pretty penny when you watch the photographer work with your child who's brand newborn and able to mold them into these cool photos that we couldn't do if we tried. Because I tried to take a picture of my kid, and every time she just starts screaming. And I'm like, I'm not the baby whisperer.
No, you're not. Yeah, those photographers are pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. If they can free that out.
Yeah, shout out to Christina May Photography. I know her husband listened, so that was, he was pretty geeked out because she's like, hey, check out this beautiful pictures of this kid. And the guy's like, I know who that guy is. And she's like, what the hell? Because she had no idea what I did for a living. And so when he saw that, he was just like, no way, you got to take Steve's baby pictures.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Mr. May.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it's really cool, too, because, like, as she grows up, I mean, assuming that you can keep the same photographer, they get to grow up with and do, like, the same kind of pictures. That's what I've had the same photographer for Lily's for all 5 years. Mm-hmm. And just seeing her progress and, like, we come up with different ideas to do to, like, grow up every year. It's great.
She should have me pose in these pictures.
Yeah, you should.
Oh, that's so funny. I'm such a bad parent. I took the pictures. And it wasn't like I didn't even care. It's just like, okay, here's a picture of Joey. You know, I mean, you know, he's probably like, you know, he's probably half under recover. I don't care. You know, it's just like, I didn't do any of that. And no videos. I didn't take any videos of my kids. I did nothing.
Someone says, take a picture of your baby on a green screen, place it in different settings, like an alligator pit and weird stuff like that.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Oh, I need to do that. We have a green screen here.
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do some sort of like wrestling background.
Yeah.
Where she's just like kicking everyone's ass.
Yeah.
I love this.
You know what? They're not going to remember anyway. You could really formulate a story and maybe help their self-esteem by saying, as a kid, you were amazing. You wrestled alligators.
Yeah. Yeah.
You couldn't even walk, but you were just saving everybody.
You actually kicked Chuck Norris's ass.
Yep. First loss ever for him.
Yeah. I mean, and I wonder.
You flew a plane.
Yeah. I wonder if from a psychological standpoint, we deceive children sometimes, and I won't say how, but, you know, there's a special time of year that we basically tell everybody buys in and goes, yes, what if everybody
President's
bought
Day.
In? What if everybody bought in from a psychological standpoint and said, these pictures are you doing all this, like you're a great martial artist, and then, you know, at 15 you go, and you gave it up for a while, but you know what, it's still in you, and then see if all of a sudden they become a great martial artist.
Look at you jumping out of a plane.
Yeah.
Look at you, you knocked down the Berlin Wall.
Jeez, Dad, that was a few decades back. Are you sure I was alive then?
You figured out a way to time travel.
Oh,
here you are in a DeLorean
going
80 miles per hour.
Yeah, I wonder if they believe it. It's like, all right, well, you say it's true. Good, I'm a time traveler.
And if they believe it, then you know you don't have to keep saving money for college because they're not bright enough for college. So it's good.
That's a brilliant idea.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday, Mr. Brilliance over here, he did get this one right.
A restaurant was named for which singer's cheeseburger in paradise?
Warren Buffett.
No.
Jimmy Buffett.
Yes. Good old Jimmy Buffett. Then.
The Buffett family has done a lot.
They surely have. Oh, they surely have. You want a shot at beating Steve? Yep, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 to 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.